time for the vibe report anyway.
The vibe.
Do 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 do. Hell yeah.
Vibe report?
You got it.
Let's go.
How about it?
You're right on time. In the know.
I got a new battery for my Seiko.
Beautiful. And you're nice and loud today and everything.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's because I'm not doing it in my mom's house.
Yeah. Mom's not watching Okra.
No, you know, she's always amazed by these people that I know with names like Hound and Wild Girl. And.
Does she know your name is Roscoe?
Yeah.
So, hey, did you get a copy of the, we were talking about this the other day, did you get a copy of the Power and the Glory, the new Neil? Rage and Glory, it's called.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it sitting. We brought it down to the bar last night and cleared the place with it.
Great.
I mean, it's brutal.
The power of music.
You know, he does an amazing version of Farmer John by Don and Dewey.
Really?
He gets it down, you know, like when Don and Dewey did it, it had like 5 chords. When the Premieres did it, it had 3 chords.
Yeah.
Neil's got it down to 1.
Cool. Well, one of our spacious digs in Houston is right across the street from the Reprise rep, and she just had one advanced cassette that we couldn't swipe from her, but she should have the stuff with the artwork. It's all these girls, they make them work out of their house. They got the Reprise rep, and we're staying at the Warner rep's house, and Manny goes out with the MCA rep.
So you're in Houston right now?
No, now we're in Austin.
You're in Austin, isn't Paul Skelton down there now?
Yeah, last night we played this place, the Cannibal Club, which is on 6th Street, which is there, like Austin's booze mall. And that was good, but tonight we're playing the Continental, which I think more people will show up. I think Paul Skelton should show. I saw Rob Patterson.
Oh, how's Robbie the Flack?
He's, we were going to be happy to see him because we figured he'd have something that we could roll up, and he didn't. And
yeah, what good's he?
Kind of not much right now. Today's vibe was either going to be...
That cassette deck won't record, Den, don't bother.
What?
Oh, Den's playing with tape heads again.
Once again, flipping the cassette, right in the middle of the vibe report.
Well, it's not his fault this time. Our usual taping source is at Central Park watching the Swan Silvertones. We gave Alice the week off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's good. Well, today's vibe, I was either going to... I had two choices, a slow burning drunk in a, in an old people's bar near the airport. See, I'm at a hotel near the airport in the north side of town, or sweltering poolside reading session, and I opted for that, so I got the Diet Coke and the East of Eden going here.
Wow.
So,
and you're by the poolside?
Yeah, I'm by the pool.
That's beautiful. Any good sights?
No good sights.
No?
Oh, there is a pretty amazing chartreuse Cadillac out here, though, with a gold hood ornament.
Wow.
It's really something. I wish I had some film in my camera.
Who does that belong to? Some, like, member of the Fabulous Thunderbirds or something?
No, I think it's a brother for sure.
Beautiful. Let's see. I'm trying to think if we have any other news to tell you.
Oh, wow, New York driver's license. I went swimming with it, and it didn't get wet at all.
It's sealed in plastic.
Yeah, it is. That's a good thing.
No, but what happens is all that stuff on the back rubs off.
Well, that's been off for a long time.
No,
I sweated that out.
You know what happens is cops, when they take your driver's license, and if you've used it to cut lines on it, it gets stuck in the middle, in the plastic, and you can get arrested for that.
Well, I've never used it for that.
It's always good to jump in the pool once in a while with it.
I don't need that stuff to start telling people my life story. Bingo. So what else?
Well, we went to see Wild Kingdom the other night with their super bottom sound. That was good. They were all suntan and rocking. But there's something about these heavy metal fans or these heavy metal bars. The place was packed, right? You know, the guest list crowd, guys. and nobody was buying a drink. It was the easiest place in the world to get it. I've ever been in that crowd where you can just walk up to the bar and get a drink. These guys, they spend all their money on hair care products and leather ornaments for their clothes, and they can't afford to buy a beer. That's not rock and roll.
They're over-accessorized.
Yeah, I mean, rock and roll is throwing up on your jeans, not keeping them perfectly spanking clean and
can't
afford it.
Or at least your boots.
Yeah.
That's how I know I rock and rolled. First thing I check. I don't know. Last night, I had a couple of bourbon and cokes last night. That was pretty good.
Good hot weather one, the double sugar factor.
Yeah. Sugar, yeah. Caffeine. Let's see.
It's not the rum, it's the coke.
Not too much other news. I do feel like this like vibe report is like the only thing that's keeping me in touch with New York City anymore.
What's your rig these days?
The rig?
Yeah.
Oh, I brought the 54 Les Paul and the Robin B Bender and the 50-watt Marshall head and one of Ross's 300-watt bottoms.
Yeah, he had some of his super duper amps the other night, like a whole pile of Marshalls.
Yeah, he's got a case that opens up, you know, it looks like, you know, it's big enough to hold like David Joe Hasbin's clothes, but then you open it up and there's four Marshall heads that started out as mere 100 watts and have been pushed by some crazy man named Doc up to 180 apiece.
That's just for him to hear himself.
Yeah.
A man amongst men, Ross the Boss of Wild Kingdom.
He says he has no hearing loss.
Well, it's not that he doesn't have hearing loss, it's that you need a brain to like process the information from your ears, and that part was gone a long time ago.
Right, how can a brain so
small move fingers so fast?
did you see, I saw they got a good write-up in the Rolling Stone, which Andy pronounced as a kiss of death. And then I guess Chuck Young expounded about them in a New Musician. That's one nice thing of being out of town. I haven't seen a copy of Musician or heard anything about Don Henley in about 3 months. Except for I was talking to Mojo's manager, you know, because Mojo's album comes out in a week or two.
Right.
And
we did see Mojo the other day.
He's got that song, Don Henley Must Die, you know?
Mm.
And Don Henley...
Don't let him get back together with Glenn Frey.
Don Henley, he was playing a concert in San Diego, and for the concert review of the show, they printed about, like, the lone madman with a gun, you know, actually, you know, fucking, eating a bunch of Twinkies and going after him with some kind of gun, you know?
Oh.
Well, sorry about that. I haven't done that in a while.
It's okay. What was I going to say? Well, maybe it'll happen, you know, there's always hoping.
Right.
Because did you hear what happened to Curtis Mayfield?
No.
Oh, this was Monday night. He's playing out in Brooklyn, an outdoor gig at some, it's like a high school field, right?
Mm.
And it's one of those nights where it's real hot and sticky, and all of a sudden this giant wind comes out of nowhere, and then it rains for 2 hours. So he's playing, and the lighting scaffolding falls on him. And hits him in a piece of it hits him in the neck and destroys third, fourth, and fifth vertebrates in his neck. He's now paralyzed from the neck down.
Whoa!
I know, boy, isn't that a drag?
Did they have? Were these promoters properly insured?
I think it was like the city of New York, so of course they probably weren't.
Well, maybe they'll give him the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
Rename it the Curtis Mayfield Span.
Yeah, so watch it on those outdoor gigs.
Yeah,
you know?
I think we got
rubber soles.
We got a couple coming up.
I know, yeah, you were telling me. It's,
well,
don't stand where anything can fall on you.
No, I'll be back there by my drinks in the amp. well, are you guys, is just the two of you guys out there today?
Yeah, we're holding down the fort.
It's beautiful weather in New York. No one's listening to the show.
No, it's just like really hot and grotesque. It's like super humid with the real unhealthy fumes.
So the air-conditioned people are listening
right,
to the show.
The air conditioning actually improves your reception.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know why that is. It works at my house.
Some negative ions or something.
Yeah. Pulls them in.
Yeah. Or psychoacoustics. Okay, I'm going nowhere fast. why don't you guys blast some tunes and
we got this Neil song queued up. I can't even read the title of it. In fact, I'm gonna apologize to everybody right now because I'm gonna have to start beeping the word in this song. It's called "Why Do I Keep Frugging Up."
Frigging?
Yeah, but I'm gonna have to beep the word. But it's my all time favorite Neil Young song. It's a rock anthem for the '90s. The Hound Says.
Well, I'll scam a copy of that by Monday or so, and so we'll be with you. And hopefully, I hope this your big shebang goes well next week.
Right. Well, give me a call Wednesday. We might be able to do a vibe report by Mike in the payphone. Brian is at work at the idea right now.
Oh, great. Oh yeah, tell him to get one of those like surveillance mics. That's the way to do it.
Good thinking.
And you know what you do? You mic the receiver end, and that picks up both the incoming and outgoing signal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll work on that end.
Okay.
Angle. Okay, Roscoe.
Later.
Rock
later,
on, brother.
Bye.
Fingers and steel.
Roscoe, the Vibe Meister.
Sounds fairly chilled.
Yeah.